One night, as you lie in your lonely room in the stone hut on the moors, you are awakened by a sound.
Warning, flammable. Contents may be hazardous or fatal to your health. It sparked a mood. Went to the bathroom for some flapjacks. No flapjacks left in the pack.
Uh-oh,
indeed, Moonbee started rubbing my back.
Moonbee.
Yes, her name's eccentric. And when she kissed, she Frenched it good. And after that, she Frenched me lower. Then I wrenched it. She commenced to change the mood and add suspense. She was intense, now I did sense her pretense. She moved left, and I moved right. She moved right, I moved left for spite. Went up and down and round and round. Moonbee made euphoric sound. Yes, quite bizarre, like an all-star. Smoked my cigar, asked me if I like steak tartare. I said nah. The steam. And through the steam, I saw her eye gleam.
Gleaming.
Word to mom, vanished in the steam to see my head was gone.
Gone.
But not long did I wonder, it seemed Moonbee had went down under.
Again.
Yeah, she did once more. I think I should have made that move to the store. Once before, I had swore, without a condom, I would not explore. Good night.
Good night.
Like a human torch, I screamed and yelled in pain.
I gave you my body, I gave you my time. Why you wanna do me in? It never ever hurt so much. I put the pedal to the metal and more rubbers for me. Owie, ooh, oh, 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 oh.